What is sexual orientation? A person's identity in relation to the gender or genders to which they are sexually attracted. The fact of being heterosexual, homosexual, etc. And I say, who gives a fuck? My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Now you want to know, okay, what's going on, Eric? What's going on is I'm sick and tired of hearing sexual orientation. And far as I'm concerned, there's no such fucking thing as sexual orientation. Sex is sex, believe me. I mean, I used to have people used to ask me these questions. Well, when did you decide? You know, or one, not the side. When did you know that you were gay? I don't know. I mean, I didn't really realize that maybe I was gay until I stopped drinking and drugging. Why do humans have to put labels on everything? That's the question. I found an answer. Throughout our lives, people attach labels to us, and those labels reflect and affect how others think about our identities as well as how we think about ourselves. Yeah, labels are not always negative. They can reflect positive characteristics, set useful expectations, and provide meaningful goals in our lives. And I say that sounds like bullshit to me. I guess we all have to put labels on somebody, you know, so we can have order in our lives, I guess. That's fine with me, but my labels may not match your labels. So whose labels hold the most prestige? The governments, societies, your neighbors, your friends, our parents, because we all put labels on somebody. You know, what I'm getting at is, you may say to me, oh, so-and-so is gay, or so-and-so looks very effeminate, and so-and-so this, and so-and-so, and I may say, I don't think so. You know, I know a lot of girls used to say that. I mean, we used to have, my friends and I, we went to a gay bar once, and we ran into one of the guys we work with, and we were shocked. We were shocked because he was screwing around with all the girls on the job. So, you know, me and my big mouth, I went and said, oh, so-and-so is gay. And she got mad. She said, oh, you homos. Just because, you know, you always think guys are gay, you know. There's nothing wrong with him. He has a girlfriend. And I know for a fact because, you know, I've been out with him. And I used to say, you know, just because you got something between your legs that he like doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that he's straight. Sex is sex. And I know a lot of, they called him back then, they called him freaks. I know a lot of freaks. They couldn't, well, I hate to say this, they couldn't care who they screw when they get horny. So I just want to give you my experience on my sexuality. And my growing up, I never thought about my sexuality. I did whatever came natural to me. If I didn't feel natural, I just didn't do it. I mean, just like I think I did a podcast. Just because I'm gay doesn't mean I like to get, you know, up the butt. That didn't turn me on. That wasn't my thing. Well, as I get older. Well, in case in point, when I was about 5 years old, I lived next door, you know, to a family, black family. I think it was some, I think they called West Indian family. The son's name was Boy. Yes, his name was Boy. His mother used to always say, Boy. I don't know if that was his name or not, but his mother always called him Boy. Who was also 5 years old, and he had a cousin named Fakila. She was 14 years old. We used to play house and we took turns being her husband. One time we were playing house, I was the mailman. The bedroom was their apartment. You know, the bedroom and apartment was their bedroom that we used to play the game with. When I knocked on the door to give them their mail, Fakila would open the door naked. Of course, I was shocked. I don't know if that's the first time I ever saw a naked woman, by the way. I grew up in a household full of aunts, and they always walking around with no bra on. So I was at 5 years old. I was used to seeing breasts. You know, that didn't, you know, I was used to seeing it, you know. And I went, "Ooh, you're naked. I'm going to tell your aunt." You know, big mouth, you know, tell tattle. That's me. "I'm going to tell your aunt." Well, of course I never did. She would play the wife needing sex. That's hindsight, because I didn't know what the hell that was back at 5 years old. At 5 years old, boy and I didn't know, like I just said, what the hell she was talking about. She would lay on the floor naked and have us play with her body, whatever that was. I kind of forget, but I do remember an episode between boy and I. I forgot that episode, but I do remember one between boy and I. One day when boy and I were playing in his bedroom alone with the door closed, he wanted to show me something. He would pull down his pants and rub his penis up and down the wall. He wanted me to try it. I did, and it was pleasurable and wicked, so I stopped. I had to stay away from him because it became addictive. I only did it when we were alone, but didn't do it for long because I thought it was evil. Oh, it was. It was an evil kid. Ooh. Imagine if I told my mom that. Oh, God. Anyway, I didn't, but imagine if I did. Okay, so let's fast forward to when I was 13 years old. I had my first girlfriend, Julia. We went places together after school, like the community center, the park. We even went to Canarsie Beach. We were living in New York, East New York, Brooklyn. And right next to East New York was Canarsie. And you take the bus, I think, to the beach. Okay. We would go to the beach and dig up horseshoe crabs. Yeah. When you're 13, you know, I don't know if she liked to do it, but I did. One day after school, we were alone in her house. Her father didn't come home till 5 p.m. She asked me to come to her bedroom. She took off her dress and got naked. She asked me to stick it there. Stick it here. I don't know what the hell. Where, I asked, looking at her all confused. She grabbed my hand and placed my fingers in her vagina, then played with my penis till it got so hard that she had a difficulty time taking it out my pants. Once she got it out, she giggled. I guess it wasn't big enough for her. You know these girls are slut. "Now, put it here," she instructed, pointing it to her you know what. Wow, I thought. Does this mean I'm your boyfriend now? That's what I asked. Oh, I'm your boyfriend now, right? Well, anyway, right after I left her house, I ran into a guy that I went to school with, but he was in a higher grade. I was in the 7th grade, and I think he was in the 9th grade, because I think he was graduating that year. He was in the 9th grade. And I seen him around school, especially in the cafeteria, you know, doing lunch. You know, doing lunch break, all the classes, all the grades go to lunch together. "How you doing?" he asked me as I pass him to go up Linden Boulevard. I used to live on Linden Boulevard in Brooklyn. "Home," I replied. He goes, "I want to show you something." "Show me what?" I asked as I stopped to face him. "Follow me." So I follow him up the train tracks. I think that was the L train. It was the L train. And this part of the L train, it goes what they call outside. It was always in the tunnel, but when it gets to this part of Brooklyn, it goes outside into Canarsie. So the train tracks was up on a, a little hill there. So we went up the train tracks. And yes, you know what happened. He grabbed me, he started kissing me and everything, and I'm like, what the hell, he's, you know, what he's doing. But anyway, he took his thing out. He took it out. Yeah. And I played with it. And I liked it. And I took mine out. And I rubbed my, you know. And that was, I had my first heterosexual experience. And then an hour later, I had my first homosexual. I had my first heterosexual experience. An hour later, I had my first homosexual experience. Now you might say, well, you must have liked the homosexual one because you got, I don't know. I never thought about it. I really never thought about it. But I was 13 years old, so I mean, I never really thought about it. Then, I'm just going to tell you this little bit about being 13, 14, and 15 in junior high school. Some of the friends that I had used to come up to my house, and I don't know if we went to my house or we went to another. I know we did this. We had what they call a circle jerk. And I don't know if anybody heard this, but yeah, we would get in a circle and we all take our things out and we would jerk off. I remember this one guy, Anthony, pretty big. I think at that time, well, he was 13, 14 years old. He claimed he had 10 inches. None of us was going to measure it, but that's what he said. It was pretty big. But that's what we did. Not every day, but once in a while after school, when one of us can go to somebody's house whose parents not home. Yeah, we did that. Well, and I did have another girl. I mean, I was in junior high school. I had a thing for Diane. I had Julia was supposed to be my girlfriend, but I did have a thing for Diane. Isn't that funny? I was supposed to have a girlfriend, but I had eyes for another girl. You know how that is. No, I wasn't thinking too much about being with a guy. And I think the reason for that, because it just wasn't, I mean, everybody, when you're at that age, every guy wants a girlfriend. You know, because that's the thing to do. And then I went to high school. I went to all boys school, by the way. But it wasn't until I got out of high school. And I did have girlfriends. I had one girlfriend named Margaret. I was in my early 20s. And she used to come over. We used to play around. But she kept putting her hand on her stomach and said, oh, the baby. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Because the first thing came in my mind, I said, if I ever got this girl pregnant, there's hell to pay. Because I was living at home. Who's going to take care of the baby? That was another thing I want to talk about. When I was in high school, there was a guy. Now, mind you, the Vietnam War was going on. So most guys stayed in school. So they couldn't even, a lot of guys would have dropped out. See, but if you drop out, you got drafted and went to the front line. So a lot of guys stayed in school as long as they could because they didn't want to get drafted. So you had a lot of guys in there, 21, you got to get school at 20. 21, you got to get out of high school. They'll let you go. But you had a lot of 19 and 20-year-old guys in school. And there was this one, he was like 19. I think he was Dominican. And he had kids already, and he had got his second girl pregnant, and he thought that it was a proud thing. Oh, he was bragging about it. Yeah, I got another. And all I said to him, I said, why are you so proud of getting these girls pregnant when you ain't got a job? You can't raise them. You can't take care of them. Because that's how I thought. But, of course, he looked at me like I was crazy. Because that wasn't the thing. The thing was to get a girl pregnant. And I thought, well, who wants to get somebody pregnant? You can't, who wants to have children? You can't support them. Well, so what I'm getting at, sexuality. So now you say, well, you probably were bisexual. No, I don't know about bisexual. I mean, why anybody got to be sexual, bisexual, heterosexual, any kind of sexual? Why just this can't just be? Because I know a lot of guys, I've dated a lot of guys that I would say straight or heterosexual, but I'm having sex with them. And I don't think they want, I mean, I should say they, you know, I think what it is, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, sex is sex. I know a lot of guys like that. They dick it hard. Whoever's around, they're going to have sex with. And then if they what I call, what they call a criminal that's always in, you know, the ones that are always in and out of jail, they're out there. I had this girl one time when I'm working. She was in a, she was taking psychology. And she said to me, she's, you know, taking psychology classes. And she said to me, because she knew I was gay. She said, yeah, there's a lot of straight guys in jail. They're only gay when they're in jail. When they come out of jail, they're straight. And I said, who the hell told you that? I never heard such a thing. I said, well, a guy come out, I don't care if he's gay, straight, or whatever it is. And when he comes out of jail, he ain't got no job. He ain't got no roof over his head. He's looking for somebody to take care of him. He couldn't care less what you got between your legs. All he care about who got money to put him up for the night so he could just lay on them until the next time he goes to jail. My name is Eric, and thank you for listening to this craziness that lives inside my head.